In addition, Mark said, we have a broader context in which we teach children problem-solving and conflict resolution skills. In doing this, again, we use practical pictures and stories. We teach the children what we call the control signals poster. It's a traffic light, which children understand right away. Mark displayed a poster of a stoplight, with each light standing for a step in the basics of self-control. Red light, take a long, deep breath. Say the problem and how you feel. Yellow light, what could I do? Would it work? Green, try your best idea. How did it work? Mark explained the stoplight. The idea is that when you feel an important emotion, it's a signal giving you information, and the first thing you need to do is stop and calm down. Then we begin to teach children the yellow light. The idea is to generate different solutions to problems. We have them practice lots of different ways of solving problems through role-playing. It's very important to create the right context. We want the teacher to create an atmosphere of the classroom as a family away from home. This family should be a safe place, and therefore the solutions we develop should be the ones that don't harm others. You don't have to become best friends with everyone, but you have to get along with people. Part of getting along is to understand that during the day, you live in a classroom where we don't want to harm others. We say, if your goal is to at least get along and do no harm, what could you do now if someone was teasing you? What could you do now if someone was talking behind your back? What could you do now if someone pushed you in line and you were feeling really angry at that person? Then we have them try their ideas and at the end ask themselves how it worked. We put these control signals posters everywhere. In the back of the classroom, sometimes we have what is called a peace table or a peace chair. In the past, schools often called these timeout chairs. They were put there to calm children down, but it was still perceived as a punishment by the child. So we put a red circle on the chair and said they could sit in it when they have a lot of emotion to calm down and think about what they can do.